episode 2 of the BDBD Bombcast. How's it going, guys? Welcome back to another episode. It's me, your host, Martin Rizzo, and the other host.
Co-host? Am I a co-host or am I just a host?
You're a host, too.
I'm a host. Oh, yeah, I'm your second host, Michelle Stevenson. What's up, you guys?
Michelle Alejandra Stevenson. Mm-hmm. La Stevenson.
La Stevenson.
How's it going? Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, man.
My eyes are burning right now.
Did I text you Merry Christmas?
Yeah, you did text me Merry Christmas.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure. Because, like, I thought of you when I heard Feliz Navidad on KOST 103.5.
Why?
Just because it's, like, the only Latin song we have that's known by Americans.
Oh, yeah. That's the only Christmas. That's the thing I hate. That's, like, the only Christmas Latino song that white people know, you know?
Yeah. They know. Well, they know Despacito, no?
But that's not a Christmas song.
Damn it, I thought it was.
Well, you thought it was? How'd you think it was a Christmas song?
Oops! Because I make my champurrado despacito. That's what I...
Cuando hago el champurrado, lo hago bien despacito. Champurrado.
Yep.
Wow, Merry Christmas. Yeah, that's only like Latino song that they know, but we have so many good Christmas songs.
But then technically, we don't really celebrate Christmas. We celebrate Christmas Eve.
That's true. Buena. Yeah, yeah. That, did you? How did you do it?
We do Noche Buena in my
house. Noche Buena. Yeah.
But
noche
like, but basically.
This
is still going. Is your eye really burning, dude?
I have lotion in my eye.
Why would you put that there?
No, I didn't put lotion on my eye. I put lotion around my face, and then it dripped down my eyes.
Yeah, I feel bad, you guys. If you can only see Martin, he has red eyes right now.
Me está quemando. It looks like I've been smoking.
Looks like you have pink eye.
I know. So, how was your Christmas, Michelle?
My Christmas is great. It was accompanied by a lot of drinks.
Oh, where'd you celebrate
it? A lot of medical marijuana on my part.
A lot of medicine, that's good.
A lot of medicine.
What part of Los Angeles?
Oh, North Hollywood.
Oh, North Hollywood? Who lives there?
It's my stepdad's
mom. Oh, your stepdad. Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, nice, cool.
Yeah.
So your whole family is pretty much from, like, the valley, right?
Basically.
Oh, sure.
But some of them now live in Glendora, our extended
The family. Other valley.
Yeah.
The San Gabriel Valley.
The SG Valley.
SGV!
I don't like it.
Why not?
It's not too suburbia for me.
It is super suburbia, huh?
I need a city.
That's like the suburbs of LA right there. Glendora. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Azusa and all that stuff.
Yep.
Cool, that's cool. Noche buena. So, like for Christmas, what do we usually do? Just like nothing, right?
No, I mean, yeah, I just eat leftovers.
And leftovers or usually go to the movie theaters.
Yeah, I'm like in my PJs all day with my family. We do like a little pajama jam at the house.
Your whole family.
But the kids just open gifts.
Okay, yeah.
We still make it, like they open
you guys
their
don't
first
know...
gifts first at night and then we do second
night. Okay,
and pretend
cool.
that Santa came because they're little.
Okay.
So we do that.
And what do you mean they're little?
They're super little. They're, like, all under the age of 3.
Well, what about that?
They just want to make... I don't know. That's the new tradition.
What are you trying to say about Santa Claus?
He's,
What do you... know?
Not real?
No! No! What a kid!
Oh, my God. Do you remember when you...
found that Santa wasn't real?
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, I remember. Vividly. I'll tell you. Oh, okay, let me... before we get into that story, guys just tuning in right now, it's the BDBD Bombcast. This is... a Selena podcast about all things Selena, and we're gonna get into the whole Netflix
Selena
situation thing, because yes. Netflix announced a series of Selena, and they're coming out with this series. What did you say? 2020?
2020.
I'm gonna be dead by then. I'm gonna be old.
Oh my! What? You'll be 33.
Mira, no digas mi edad. Don't you know we're in Hollywood? You can't say the real age,
I'm
dude.
Sorry. Okay, you're 21.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You're 21. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm 20.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. You still want to get casted, dude? You can't be.
I don't even know. I don't. You know, I don't go on auditions.
You don't have a.
I don't have a SAG card.
I don't have a SAG card either.
Oh.
I just have a commercial agent.
I don't have an agent.
All right.
I think I'm one of the few people in comedy that don't have agents.
There's a lot of people that don't have agents.
Okay, that's true.
Okay, so yeah. I was gonna say the songs. Now we have a lot of good songs. Christmas songs in Spanish. My favorite is Mi burrito sabanero.
Yep.
My grandma, she gets drunk and starts dancing to that song.
There's one that's Spanish and English that's actually really good. It's called Donde Está Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah. Mamacita.
Donde Está Santa Claus. It's so...
I love that song.
Like, if my tías made a song, it would be that.
Mamacita. Papacito.
Yeah.
Mama. That's a good song.
But we don't really say mamacita our mothers.
No, that sounds kind of sexual.
A little bit.
Yeah, like mamacita.
Like mamacita. And then my
No me hables así, cabrón.
Yeah, what kind of pedophilia is that?
Pinche maldito. What's it called? So yeah, man, we have that song. And then do you know that one? I don't know if it's only like Mexicans, but that one song.
Which one?
Pero mira como beben los peces en el río. No?
No, I'm not Mexican.
What's a Chilean song?
No, we have songs like, well, we call Santa, you guys call him Santa Claus, we call him El Viejito Pascuero.
What?
Yeah.
What? What? Dude, can
you... but it's different in every country. Like in Argentina, they call him Papa Noel.
Papa Noel, yeah. Papa Noel, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you guys call him?
El Viejito Pascuero.
Masuero?
Pascuero.
Pascuero.
Yeah.
Pascuero means...
Easter. So it doesn't make any fucking
sense.
It doesn't make sense.
What the...
Yeah.
Any other Chileans listening to this, can you guys back this up? Because I think,
swear to God, you're going to like look this, it up on Google right now. Chilean name for Santa. It'll show up. I promise. Oh,
I don't like this.
Why?
I don't like that.
No, just Chileans are weird. Okay. We're really weird people.
So in your family, you guys gather around, you guys call that?
Yeah.
Andan esperando por el viejito. That's what you guys say to your kids? Don't say that to your kids. Say
Why?
Santa Claus.
No. Well, I mean, they're going to speak English regardless, but yeah that's what, I mean, I've been knowing him as Viejito Pascuero my whole life.
Okay.
It's so dumb. Oh my god.
No, that's the Chilean culture.
No, but Chileans just mix up like every single word imaginable.
Like what?
Like, okay, we call avocado palta.
You call it what?
Palta.
Palta?
Mm-hmm. We, buses, we call micros, which doesn't make sense because micros means small.
I know. In Mexico, they call micros.
Really?
El micro. Vamos a agarrar el micro para ir al centro de la ciudad.
Yeah.
Y comprar unos taquitos, pero bien deliciosititos.
Yeah.
That's not... I don't think there's in English, there's no way to make words that small, huh?
No way.
You know, like, because in Spanish, it's like... There's a guy. Okay, we're recording. So me and Michelle have like a really hectic schedule, you know, because we're both comedians and we both do stuff.
Sorry we couldn't do it. Normally we would record Monday
and release it on Tuesday. But
Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And then next week is New Year's Eve, so we'll probably be late on that one too.
So we met up halfway and started recording the podcast in a car. People are looking at us weird because they see the big microphone.
Like, they don't know how important we are.
I know what he thinks we're doing.
Dude, but he's in a Range Rover though. That guy is a poppy. Look at that dude.
He's go way behind him.
No.
Oh, he probably go way behind me.
No, I'm not gonna be like.
Oye, papacito.
Yeah, papacito. You wanna meet the viejito mascuero or what?
¿Qué te trajo el viejito mascuero?
Dude, he's in a little Range Rover. Okay, I'm looking way too hard.
I know.
I just realized how hard I was looking.
Oh my gosh, you pervert.
I'm so gross. That's why he's running away.
So we met up halfway to do the podcast. Because you know what? We love you guys, the Saliners.
We love you guys.
The Saliners.
Yeah, even last night we met up. We met had the intention to meet up, but we ended up, Martin and I ended up performing.
Yeah, we did a comedy show.
Yeah, at an almost strip club place.
It looked like a strip club, but it wasn't a strip club.
It was not a strip club, but it was called The Penthouse, which is like a name of a club I would suspect would be with strippers inside.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah. I had a lot of fun last night.
It was a fun show, yeah. I had a lot of fun. I recorded my set. I edited a video, and I'm going to post it. Mamacita, ¿dónde está Santa Claus? ¿Dónde está el viejito Pascuero? See, it doesn't sound good.
¿Viejito Pascuero?
So, sing that version.
It is.
Sing that version.
Mamacita, ¿dónde está el viejito Pascuero? Like, I wouldn't know.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Mamacita, ¿dónde está el viejito Pascuero? No, I don't like it.
I'm sorry.
I don't like
it. Sorry. Damn it. Our people are weird. Oh, yeah, like, we also call, like, going out to clubs, carretear.
Carretear?
Vamos a salir a carretear.
It sounds it sounds like something that would say in Fast and Furious in Spanish.
No.
Vamos a ir a carretear. Al club.
Al discoteca. I hate that
La
word.
Discoteca. That's a word. I remember, like, when I used to watch the novelas with my mom. Vamos a la discoteca. puta. No, they don't say puta. No,
what do they
say?
They don't. They're like super PG.
What do they say? Like, how do you call a girl? No, me cae mal.
Me cae mal. Ay, me da. Ah, no lo soporta. Or no lo soporto.
You know, I do Lyft. And then I picked up this one person from, I picked up this one lady from Israel. Israel.
Okay.
And she told me that over there in Israel. Or was it Iraq? You know, it was Israel. It was Israel.
Or was it Iraq? Was I don't know why you have to question that.
It was Israel. And then she told me that over there, they show a lot of, like, novelas in Spanish like, subtitles.
Russia, too.
Yeah, Russia, too. So, like, she was speaking Spanish perfectly. I was like, what the hell? That's crazy.
Yeah. No, that's not. That doesn't seem strange to me at all. Not to mention there's, like, a huge Argentinian population in Israel.
Really? I didn't
know. Yeah, because there was a lot of Jews from the Second World War that moved to Argentina. And really? Some of them moved back.
Oh, wow.
And then there's, like, a small population.
All right. So, let's get this going, man. Selena doesn't have any Christmas songs, does she? Did she record it? But did she cover any Christmas songs?
Let's find out.
Let's find out, man.
We're going to do that for you guys.
Because, I was trying to find a Selena picture with a Christmas hat or like a Christmas Selena picture. There's one that I found.
She's a Jehovah's Witnesses, isn't she?
Yeah.
No, they don't celebrate holidays.
But still, you know, for like maybe she did something for print, you know?
Yeah.
Like maybe for a commercial or like some kind of, what's it called? Some kind of advertisement or maybe something like for the TV, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, when you Google...
See, look. This is... Are you looking for Selena Christmas song?
Christmas tribute. Selena reaches millions. It says here...
What is it?
The headline says, Texas family Christmas tribute to Selena reaches millions. And then Selena...
Oh, that's the one house in Texas where, like, they have the lights and it syncs up to the Selena songs.
Oh, no way.
Look it up, Ayla. Find the video. This, oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. The Hinojosa family has shared their videos of their incredible Christmas lights display for the last 4 years. They used 70,000 lights and sing Christmas songs and current hits to the lights, but they didn't expect to become an international viral sensation when they decided to play Selena Quintanilla's Bidi Bidi Bom Bom this year.
Can we see the video?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's watch the video. Bidi Bidi Bom. Cada vez que lo veo pasar.
It's not a Christmas song, though.
Hey, Selena songs all sound Christmassy and cheery to me. So, you know what?
That's true. They do have a joy.
They do, right? They're officially Christmas songs, you know? That looks nice.
That's sick. That's insane.
Oh, that looks cool.
That's so sick. Oh, you guys have to look this up.
It's like if like the, what's it called? It's like the house is singing Selena.
I wonder how they control that.
Engineering stuff, I don't know. I heard that most those people that do that, they're like engineers that work at Disney, dude.
Oh yeah. No, there's one house on Mulholland. There's a guy who does like animatronics for like
Disney. Okay, that's what I heard. Yeah.
And it's just one house out of like most of the
I saw that house. I went to the Hollywood Hills a couple years ago. I drove up there and I saw it, and it was you tuned to like the station, like a Christmas station, and then it syncs up, which is freaking awesome, dude.
Yeah. No, there's one and there's like at the corner there's like a little animatronic snowman and his name is DJ Jingles.
Yeah.
So sick.
DJ Jingles. All right, so jingle jingle bam bam. Jingle, 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 bells, bells.
Jingle, jingle, bell, bell.
Jingle, jingle, bells, bell, bells. Jingle, jingle, bells. Cada vez. Cada vez que veo al viejito Pascuarero.
Cada vez. Oh, wait, what were the other two people that were going to get casted?
So let's start over again.
Yeah.
So, find that one. Find Selena Christmas. Mm-hmm. Selena Quintanilla Christmas. Let's see what images pop out, because there's this image. It's like a rare picture of Selena. I screenshot it, but I couldn't find a clear version of it, and I really wanted to like make a like a like a Christmas meme with it, you know, but I couldn't find like the perfect resolution of it. It's like this one right here. Wait, is this real? No, that's Selena. No.
Selena you Gomez. Told me to Google Selena Christmas. That's what came up.
Selena Quintanilla right here. So see, these are all Photoshop right here, these hats right here. Mm-hmm. But this one right here, this is like the only actual Selena Christmas one. That's legit, right? Tell me that's legit. That's a Christmas hat. That's not Photoshop, dude.
How can you tell?
I can tell. Tell me. Let me see.
That looks Photoshop to me.
That looks Photoshop to you?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
It looks really Photoshopped. Man. I don't know how you can miss that.
I don't know. It's because the quality's bad. That's why.
Yeah, no, that's not real.
That's Photoshop?
Yeah.
Damn totally it.
Photoshop. It's okay, though. It's nice to think
about. I like going to that one Selena, what's it called, Instagram page, and they show you all these rare pictures of Selena. Usually fans share it. Mm-hmm. A lot of fans share their own pictures, which is pretty cool. All right, guys. You guys have heard about
Bitty Bitty Bomb Bomb the series.
Okay. It's been announced. Like we said, it's not even, there's no script. Nobody's casted. It's just, what's it called? They just announced the plans and they have the holding deal ready for this show. And it's going to happen, man. And there's so many. Let's see. Let's go. And we're going to find out who they are thinking of casting. Who is going to write this script? What is going on? What's the news with the Selena series going on? Mm-hmm. Let's find out. So, guys, if you guys don't have Netflix, use your Theo's password. All these skater kids are walking by. I'm scared.
Hold on.
Use your Theo's Netflix password. Use your Tia's Netflix password. Use your cousins, you know? Do all that stuff, guys, because you guys need to have Netflix for when this show comes on.
Okay, let's see. So the Queen of Tejano is making her way to Netflix.
Read it all to the people from the beginning?
It says here.
So, and after that, we'll stop and break down and like. We'll...
The Queen of Tejano music is making her way to Netflix. The streaming giant has teamed up with the family of Selena Quintanilla to create a series that tells a life story of the music legend. According to the official description, Selena the series will be coming of age story, following Selena as her dreams come true and all of the heart-wrenching and life-changing choices she and her family have to make as they navigate success, family, and music.
All right. So that's cool. So I know a lot of people are commenting, like I'm going to kind of talk about the last episode. A lot of people are commenting, they're like, dude, they already made a movie. What else can they do? You know what? The movie's great. It's like the best biography of an artist ever, you know? Because there's La Bamba.
And there's a lot of details that are also not told in the movie.
Exactly. You know what? And I feel, because, you know, with 2 hours, you got to kind of just hit, like, the major highlights of, like, her life.
Oh, right there. There was so much editing done in that movie.
Yeah. But with a series, they have more freedom to kind of, like,
To explore
and focus really more like on like the tiny things of like maybe when she was younger, or maybe like more of her father's story from the beginning.
Yeah,
you know, like maybe like more of the gigs they had and how like the it's gonna be great. You know, like what do you think they're gonna tackle in like in these
I think her life in high school is like she's changing
more
into her artistry. I don't know if you know of the video online of her singing to her ex-boyfriend in a football field.
No!
Oh, my God.
Show me!
No, I'm not kidding. I can't believe you don't know
that. Okay,
this.
So save that because we're going to keep reading. But that's crazy. You know, that's smart. I never thought about that, you know? I never thought about, like, her high school years.
Selena in high school? Like,
because she did homeschooling, right, for a bit? Or no?
No,
right? No, I'm pretty sure she went on the road. She went. See? There's a lot right there.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Hey, are there pictures of her yearbook?
Let's find out.
Because that's going to be another episode right there for sure. We can talk about her high school, where she went. What's it called? I had no idea. Dude, it's funny because, like, you know what? That movie really just glosses over her, what's it called? Mm-hmm. Her high school years, her teen years, mm-hmm. her preteen years, you know?
Yeah.
That's true, right? Her prom. Did she go to prom? I don't even know. You know, did she hang out with the popular kids? Did she hang out? You know, who did she hang out with in school?
Let's see.
This is interesting, guys. Are you guys excited like me and Michelle Stevenson, Alejandra?
Yeah. See, her early recordings was as early as 1984.
So she was born in 71, 10, 11, 12, 13. So she was 13 years.
Yeah. These are telling us to become... Hold on, I'm trying to find this.
Bitty, bitty, bam, bam. Wow, that's insane.
It says that she went to a elementary school. Mm. Why is it not showing me? I'm in the wrong. Let's see.
Interesting.
Well, yeah, it's not giving me a high school life.
No? Mm-mm. See, that's all glossed over. Maybe you just Google Selena high school career. Let's see what Selena Quintanilla. Put Selena Quintanilla. Selena Quintanilla. That's crazy.
West Oso Junior High School. She completed correspondence and obtained her high school diploma in 1988.
See, so the movie, Selena. It what's it called? It fast forwards to I think 1981, mm-hmm. when she was 10 or maybe 1980, mm-hmm. one of those years. And after that, they skip over to 1989. When she was already 18 years old. So there's a whole gap right there that we didn't see in between, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's going to be interesting, like you said. You know, like her first dates. No, mm-hmm. no. Was Chris Perez her first boyfriend?
No.
No, right?
No, they can't be. But yeah, no, if you... if you YouTube Que Creías, she's singing in a high school football.
Maybe she had a gig or...
No... From what it said when I, like, read the meme online, it could be totally false.
I mean, and I know people can put, like, their own stamps on the memes, you know?
There we go. So when you look up Que Creías, this is the video.
Let me see.
Of her in a high school. So she's, like, super young.
No, I think she's old already, but I think she's... Dude. Hey, she's badass.
Oh, no, guys. No, it gets better. This video is insane. Hold on.
She's serenading like this young guy?
Yeah.
Dude, how do you not get intimidated with her singing like that? It's like she's punking him, you know? Damn, dude, yep. She looks like a superhero, like her, like, leather pants.
With her pants. Leather pants.
Yeah.
She, yeah, dude. And her shiny silver belt buckles.
Dude, she was hot, man. Yeah. The kid's all, like, embarrassed.
It's really
shy.
Oh, that's really crazy.
She looks like Catwoman.
Yeah.
She's punking him, dude. This is funny. Oh, she's great, dude.
That's really funny. And legend has it that she's saying that's her ex-boyfriend or something.
Nah. You know what? I think people take it out of context. Because it's a good song. Because, look, see, I think it's just a... I think it's a high... She went to a high school... And she picked out, like, a fan, or maybe she went to go visit a fan. Hi, I'm Selena Bernardinos, and you're watching Colores del Barrio. And she must have sang to, like, a high school kid, you know, because, like, but, I mean, you know what? I could see how people would put, like, oh, she sings to her ex-boyfriend, because that is about, like, fucking, you know, like, what's
that
it called?
That song is so epic. It's that one of the most epic like, breakup yeah, songs
that's
ever.
A breakup song. You're like, you know what? I'm gonna do me, and you start, you know, working now.
I've always, like, me and my, like, I know this is really gay, but, like, I sing karaoke.
You see, yeah.
I do it every Sunday, but...
Where'd it go?
I host at the Mermaid every Sunday.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, nice.
And I host it, and my dream always, and it's kind of cool, is My ex-boyfriend from 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Him and I were both Selena fans. And
oh,
I
really?
Hope just one day he walks in while I do karaoke and I'm like, oh, funny song.
That is so funny.
It's stupid. It's a stupid little fantasy.
No. Explain it. Talk more about it.
All right. Well, he broke my heart big time.
Yeah. How do you break your heart?
Because
this is how people are going to get to know us. You know, they're going to know that we're human.
True.
You know?
Here's the... Okay. It was my best relationship yet because him and I were... We were friends for 8 years.
So high school?
Yeah.
Well, you guys been in high school?
Yeah, long time ago. We had a lot of mutual friends and eventually got together like 8 years later.
Was this so after high school?
Huh?
Was this after high school?
Because him and I dated when I was 25. So yeah, this was way after high school. Yeah. And I just knew him from going to like friends' parties and stuff. And like we got to know each other really well. And then just one day like the spark occurred. And him and I... We're together for a while. I had a family incident that occurred that it did not go over so well with him.
Yeah.
And it kind of started tearing up our relationship. And
yeah.
I had to... We both called it quits, but he was already, like, cheating. And
really?
Like, yeah.
Oh, no.
Which sucks. And so...
¿Tú qué creías?
And that
hurt
me.
Oh, sing it. That was good. Sing it. Like that.
That hurt me.
Really?
Like, it was hard.
How did you find out?
No, he was just being, like, I could tell, like, he was being shady about things, not coming home on time. We lived together
for a while. That was your first boyfriend you lived with?
No, that was my second. I was engaged once before.
Okay, yeah.
So, that was my second. And he, he was just all, like, all over the place. And, you know, I sent him seeing a text message that did not look good.
Yeah. Did you
reply
to it? And
it was pretty obvious. No, I'm not that petty.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I knew, and we basically called it quits, but it hurt me that he lied to me, and it hurt me that he cheated.
Yeah.
So, it is what it is, and now we're friends.
Okay, that's good.
We're good.
And that's how you started doing stand-up after?
Yeah, shortly after.
So, after you guys broke up, you're kind of, like, trying to find, like, different outlets, or?
Yeah, well, I felt like, I've always wanted to try it from a very young age when I saw Zach Galifianakis' first Comedy Central special.
Yeah.
That was like, oh, wow, like, maybe I could do this. And I always went to improv shows.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I went to the Laugh Factory prior, but never, like, meeting you guys. It was always, like, through, like, a white friend of mine. Like, it was never Latino friends, right? So, I ended up, like, trying it out. And, like, I tried it because I figured I am already going through this much pain.
Yeah.
What is it to bomb in front of a bunch of people? Because I knew you when you go up, you're going to bomb.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like, you're going to be amazing when you first go up. No, you're going to bomb. And I got a couple chuckles my first 4 minutes and I never.
Yeah. You never looked back.
Never looked back.
And now, and after that, through comedy, my friends, you did that Selena.
Viral video.
What's it called?
This podcast.
Multiple podcasts
of yours.
Yeah. What's it called? So. Was that the Selena? Is that the two goals to your go to Selena song?
One of them, I know the whole thing.
I like the other one too.
Which one?
Hold on, I'm trying to do something here. I had to reply to an email.
How dare you?
So it's No Me Queda Más. That's a song I like about Selena. That's another good breakup song.
Very good.
But you said the other songs.
But this one's like more sad. Like, No Me Queda Más.
And the other one's more vengeful,
like,
right?
You Left Me Nothing. And the other one is more vengeful.
Vas a ver.
Like, tú que creías.
So your fantasy is for your ex-boyfriend to walk into you when you're singing Selena?
With leather pants. And I want a silver belt buckle.
Oh, yeah.
And teased up here, and I'm like, oh, what are you doing in here?
Well, I don't know.
How did you get in here?
I didn't know you're gonna be here.
I didn't know you would be here.
I didn't know.
Listening to one of our favorite artists. That's so. How'd you find me? Like, it's such a sitting dumb fantasy. I feel like everybody has like a breakup fantasy.
Oh yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Like to get your vengeance out.
Yeah. So what's it called? So you do karaoke there every Sunday.
Every Sunday, you host it.
Do you do comedy in between or kind of?
I fuck around with the crowd a bit, and I feel like it's kind of, to be honest with you, like, you're gonna think I'm crazy, but I feel like it's made me a little bit of a stronger comic.
No, why wouldn't it? Because you're practicing and you're performing in front of people.
Yeah.
What's it called?
And I'm like fucking around with people more, and I'm like,
yeah.
I take risks.
What songs do you sing there?
Oh, God. What don't I sing?
Selena?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
What do white people
I have to do the white people favor, which is Bidi Bidi Bum Bum.
Oh, because that's the song. Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah,
song.
So white people.
If I do Que Creías, only like the true Latin women that have suffered through pain know that song. You know what I mean? So it wouldn't serve its justice. They'll be like, I feel like people will look at me and be like, oh, she's singing a mariachi song. All right.
Yeah,
like,
they won't even know. Yeah.
They won't know. They won't know the pain behind that song.
Exactly. Oh, this is a nice, this is a good little mariachi song.
Yeah, this is, where are the trombone players? I have, this is intriguing, Steve. Ew,
are they serving chips and salsa? Like, no, no, no chips and salsa. This song is about pain.
And suffering.
Yeah, exactly. So, No Me Queda Más is a sad song.
No Me Queda Más is good.
Let's watch the beginning of the music video, because that one's really, man, that one hits.
No Me Queda Más. Da, da, da. Oh, she's in a little restroom.
Oh, you dropped your phone in between the cracks.
You know... Sometimes we're not winners. Yeah.
Okay, so.
Oh, thank you.
So she has a nice white flower rose.
My glasses.
I like how 90 she looks. Breakup letters.
What happened to breakup letters? Hold on. We just got to go through this. Go for it.
What happened to breakup letters? Well, now people have a text message. Why'd you spend That's money true. On a letter when you could just text message?
So she receives a rose in this restaurant. She goes... Gracias.
Yeah.
Very calmly with her chonga ass nails.
The chonga nails?
Oh, she had the long tips.
Chonga means chola?
Chola. But chonga is the Miami version.
Oh, that's really? All. Okay. Those are chola nails.
Those are big time chola nails. The big white tip. Oh, the bangs. The bangs are all like high up.
Super 90s.
Yeah, making a statement, her bangs are making.
So she gets broken up. Who would break with Selena?
Someone dumps her with a letter and a rose. That's worse than a text message breakup.
Who would break with Selena?
An idiot that doesn't like booty.
It was a nice music video.
It was, actually.
It's sad. It's... Lágrimas.
No me queda más.
Oh, is that the asshole that broke up with her?
What a dick!
He looks like the guy from the music... from the one she was singing to.
Oh, wait. That's the dress from the last scene of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's such a sad song.
Yeah.
You listen to the lyrics?
Of course.
El más dulce recuerdo de mi vida.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's deep right there.
Oh, so 90s.
Oh, yeah. I love it, man. I miss the 90s.
Yeah.
All right, after this. See right there, the montage of them like living their lives, you know, like growing together. Fue lo más bello. Oh, that's so sad. So she's.
That's so weird to see her like in her element like that in a music video.
Yeah, it's damn. She's great.
Yeah, no, it just kind of dawns on you like what great talent we lost. That's all.
Exact. Such a young age. All right, we'll be back. After these commercial breaks. We're back.
We're back.
All right.
We were getting so emotional.
I know. It was, yeah. It's a sad song. Like, did you remember of your ex-boyfriend?
A little bit.
Yeah. The Why Los Más Dulces Recuerdos.
Yeah. Mi pobre Luis.
Luis. But at least you guys are friends now, you know?
No, we're really, like, we wish each other Merry Christmas, like, Happy Birthday, he'll ask about my family, I ask about his, and
that's good.
We're at a very civil place now, and it's really nice.
I never talk to any of my exes.
That's a problem.
Why?
I guess in some ways it's not, but
I just don't look back, you know?
I just try to be amicable. I try to be civil. And here's the problem. We have mutual friends.
Yeah, I mean, if you went to high school with these people and the girlfriends I've always gotten, never went to the same high schools I went to, never grew up in the same areas I grew up in, you know? Mm-hmm. Because I grew up in, around the east side, you know, East LA, Alhambra area. Mm-hmm. So never dated girls that lived around the area, you know? Mm. So it's like, if we break up because we don't have any mutual friends, you know? Yeah. So it's always been like that, you know? So once we break up, I lose your number and we never talk again. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So you and your ex were like big Selena fans?
We were, yeah. We enjoyed her. The thing is that he used to bartend the bar I would go to.
Yeah.
And I would host their karaoke nights and I'd play her songs. And it's something we bonded over.
Yeah, sure. Okay. That's good, yeah. That's awesome.
He was also my second Mexican boyfriend.
Or your second Mexican boyfriend, yeah.
And
since then,
engraved in me.
And since then, you've been going back.
No, I always was a fan from Selena, but being a kid. But it's something. If you date another Latin person, you will bond over. There's no going back. That's true. I think. And soccer and Selena.
Yeah, my girlfriend, she's not Latina, but she grew up in Austin. Mm-hmm. No, not Austin, San Antonio. Mm-hmm. So Selena is like
everywhere
there, you know, like mm-hmm. She grew up like right next to the Riverwalk right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so like I remember I went to go. What's it called? So Selena's just engraved in San Antonio, you know? Mm-hmm. So I went to visit, to meet her family, 3 months ago, because I had a show out there in San Antonio with Felipe Esparza, comedy show. For the people that don't know, we do stand-up comedy. So I did a comedy show in San Antonio, Texas, and it was my first time meeting her, because her mom and her dad and her brother still live out there.
Okay.
Her beefcake brother? Remember?
I forgot.
Her brother, remember? You're all like Google Gaga over him.
Oh, I was.
Stephanie's brother, buff brother. Remember?
Oh yeah. She filmed some hot dinner, and I was like, who's that?
Yeah.
And, really creepy though. Like in her Instagram story, I was like, who's that?
Yeah, that's her
and
brother.
And she's like, it's my brother. Gross. And I was like, oh, can you bring him to California, please? So creepy.
So my girlfriend, she's Filipino and white, and she has family in Texas, and then her Filipino family lives out here in Los Angeles, so she moved out here to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So when we went to the... So I remember, I got to the hotel, right? The show's gonna be, in a couple hours, so I got to the hotel, and luckily the Riverwalk wasn't too far, so me and Stephanie... I flew out there for the show, and she flew out there too, because it was like, oh, it's perfect timing, we can just meet my family. So we went to the Riverwalk. It was fucking nice, and she told me, you think this is nice, wait till Christmas time, you know. Mm-hmm. So we met up with her family at the Riverwalk right there at this cool little restaurant, because I mean, in Texas everybody eats barbecue, you know.
Yeah.
And what's it called, it was packed, it was hot, I loved it, it was fun. I took a picture right there by the bridge where she took a picture, and I'm trying to get my water. I'm thirsty. So, yeah, man.
I've been drinking a lot of water thinking of you. I'm like, oh.
I drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
So, it's cool, man. Oh, let's read more of the Selena, where we left off. But, you know, I love performing in Texas because you just get, this small-town feel, you know?
Yeah.
And I would say what's similar to here mm-hmm. is probably, fucking Colton or... Ontario, that small town feel, or Rialto. You've done shows out there, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that. It feels like that. So the Netflix, where'd you leave off at? The Netflix thing?
Oh, yeah. So let's look up who potential.
No. Read more of the thing, the article.
This is her high school life. The family later moved to Corpus Christi and Selena.
Oh, no. The article you're reading earlier, the Netflix thing. I think it's in another window.
Netflix cast.
Was is it? Was is this what you're reading?
Yeah, that was for Netflix.
Okay, yeah. So, do you remember where you left off at?
Let me see.
Tu que crees? No. You don't remember yet. Damn it, Michelle.
I'm sorry, you guys.
Oh my god. Okay, so.
It says here, Selena will always have a lasting place in music history. And will feel great responsibility to do justice to her memory. With the series, viewers will finally get the full history of Selena. our family, and the impact she had on all of our lives. We're excited to partner with Campanario and Netflix to give fans... Who is Campanario?
I don't know.
The teaser trailer below is simply calls out one of the Selena's biggest singles, Bitty Bitty Bomb Bomb. No casting or premiere date was announced by the streaming platform Jaime Davila, Rico Martinez, hey, Susan Quintanilla, Abraham Quintanilla Jr., and Simran A. Singh serve as executive producers. Moises Zamora of Star and American Crime is writer and executive producer. So they have writers and producers.
Okay, so the now they're starting to ramp. Pretty sure, like, they're just, like, freaking, like, what's it called? Just at work right now doing the script, you know?
Yeah. That's surprised. The casting hasn't been done yet, but...
Yeah, so let's see the... What you saying?
Moises Zamora.
Looking at Moises Zamora?
Yeah, he's the executive producer and...
Let's see what's his history.
IMDb.
What has he done? What has he done?
Let's see.
What has this guy done?
Oh, American Crime, Star, Jóvenes Vivos,
mm-hmm.
The Thief, Remember, Star. Not much, actually.
Not much? Well, I'm excited. Let's read some more on the...
Yeah. User polls.
And let's read more on that article. Let's see what's going on.
Oh, it says here, Moises Zamora is a Mexican-American award-winning writer and filmmaker.
Ooh.
He won the Binational Literary Prize for Young Novel Border of Words in Mexico for a Spanish-language novel. He was 25 years old in 2011. He received the award for Best Documentary by a Mexican Director at the Oaxaca Film Festival.
Whoa.
He has written for the Emmy-winning drama American Crime and Star on Fox.
Ooh, okay, so, all right, yeah.
So he's well...
I mean, but then again, what do you need to write if you're...
retelling a story.
Yeah, retelling a story. So maybe I would say it's more about, like, just directing, like, the episodes, how it's going to be, you know, because, like, yeah, man. Yeah, let's read more of the article.
I'm more of who is going to be cast.
Yeah, so let's read a little bit more of the article, and after that, we'll see who they're thinking of casting. Ooh, what did you find?
US Weekly. Sophia Carson.
Read the article.
And Selena Gomez.
Read the article. Let's see.
Well, Selena Gomez can't be it. It's too obvious.
All right, let's see.
Oh.
Go for it.
That's here. Netflix revealed on Tuesday, December 11th, that the streaming service steamed up the Quintanilla family for the scripted show titled Selena, the series about Selena. While the premiere date, cast, and episode count have yet to be announced, the show was granted a straight-to-series order. Selena will always have a lasting place. This, I already read this. It should just be Jennifer Lopez again.
I know. Let's just cast Jennifer Lopez again.
Let's just cast Jennifer.
She was good, you know?
She's not doing much. All
right, so let's... okay, so now let's see the people.
So last week we talked about Sophia Carson and Selena Gomez, which I don't think neither, because those girls are skinny.
Too skinny? They don't got the booty.
They don't got the booty.
So let's read what they're saying.
So the third and the fourth one, the third is Camila Cabello.
Oh, Camila Cabello. How old is she? Is there a bio about her right there?
No, it just says here the Havana songstress sings in both English and Spanish.
That's true, huh?
Yeah.
Camila Cabello, I forgot about her. And then who else?
And then fourth would be Demi Lovato. I actually think this is a great
You think Demi cast. Lovato?
Yeah. She's thick.
Yeah, she's thick.
She has an amazing voice.
Yeah.
And she's a decent actress.
Yeah, she's good, yeah. But, I like I said, I think she's too light-skinned. You know? No, you don't think so?
No. Selena was pretty, not like tan, but like olive skin tone.
Olive skin? But is Demi Lovato olive skin? She looks white to me.
She's tan right there. Hold on. Look how tan she is.
Let me see.
Man, spray tans fix everything. Yeah, Why do you have to judge her on that?
Okay, so let's see right here. Okay. So, Jennifer Lopez portrayed the late singer in the 1997 Selena film. Scroll through a list of actresses and singers who could potentially play Selena this time around. All right, let's see. So, Sophia Carson, we talked about her. There's really no info. The Descendants star has released music in both Spanish and English. Never heard of her music. Selena Gomez, a Disney Alum. The Disney alum previously revealed that her parents named her after the Mexican singer. My dad and mom were huge fans. My name was going to be Priscilla, but my cousin actually took the name when she was born 6 months before me. They actually love Selena's music, so they just named me after her. Coleman said during a 2016 appearance on Sacramento's Now, I grew up and I went to her grave and I got to go to her house. It was really crazy. And then when I started working, I remember I got to meet her family and just got super emotional because it's so crazy to see how far everything has gone. That's crazy. I mean, I knew about that story, you know? Mm-hmm. So after seeking permission from the Quintanilla family, Gomez also released a duet version of Bitty Bitty Bomb Bomb on her 2014 compilation, For You. Did you know about that?
I did not know about
that. Should we look that up?
Sure.
Let's look it up. Selena Gomez, Bitty Bitty Bomb Bomb. I had no idea. What? Oh, my God. I know people are so, what's it called? People become really huge critics whenever somebody covers a Selena song, you know? Because it's like,
Would you even bother?
Yeah, that. And also, you gotta really make it different or make it your own. Because by just covering it, it's like, why listen to this version?
I'm not ready for this.
It's a duet. So it's her and Selena, I think.
Oh. It sounds really poppy. Where is she? I just feel like I hear Selena Quintanilla. Yeah,
I guess she. I don't know. I thought there's gonna be like a live version or like of her performing the song.
No,
but there's no. Wait, let me see if we hear Selena Gomez.
That's her.
Right there. That's Selena Gomez. Beedy beedy bum bum. All right. I mean, like I said,
I'm not for it.
So, what's it called? So, maybe her, like you said, she's an attitude girl, but girl, like, she's an attitude girl, a freaking pompa.
Big time. She's too flaca. For me, like, a mi gusto, I would not.
Selena was skinny, but she had that big booty, you know?
She had a big booty. But she doesn't have that. That's what I'm saying.
That's true. Yeah,
you have to be at least a thick a little bit on the thighs, and she doesn't even have that.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
Va a tener que comer some food, you know?
Yep.
Va a tener que echarse unos taquitos de tripita. Taquitos de tripititita.
Mm-hmm.
Carne. Cabecititita. Like I said, Latinos always say it like that. Like, they always, like, make the words all little.
Mm-hmm.
Carnitititititititita.
Why is everything big, small?
Like how?
Like exactly what you just explained.
There's, like I said,
quesito,
there's...
Quesito.
Deci-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti-ti.
Like, what are you doing?
Like, oye, usted le gusta pitititititititita or pitoto.
See, at least we just do one ta in Chile.
In Chile? How many?
Just one. We're lazy. Besito.
Besitito?
Besito.
Besititito. There's like, you could do three times. Besitititito. Okay, beso, besito, besitito, and besitititito.
I think tito is max.
Max?
That's it. No more.
Besitito.
Yep, besito.
No, one more.
Nope.
Besitito.
No, we can't do that.
So, okay. What was I going to say about?
I think so far the best person they have ideally casted is Demi.
Demi Lovato? You think so? Let me see the picture. She did dress up as Selena for Halloween like 2 years ago.
She did.
And she, what's it called? A lot of, there's that 1 year where everybody dressed up like Selena. Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian looked a lot like freaking J-Lo.
Yeah, she did.
I was like, wait, is that J-Lo?
Yeah, see, I think this was, maybe she knew that Netflix was like gonna cast, and she's like, let me just get a glimpse.
No, this is from 2 years ago.
That, but I'm saying she looks great.
Yeah.
I think that would be the perfect person, actually. Do you think Selena and Demi hate each other right now because they're both up for the same role?
Didn't they like, weren't they like...
What if there's like a low-key, like a secret rivalry in the casting world?
Susek Quintanilla on Kim Kardashian and Demi Lovato's costumes. That's what she says. See, she's talking shit.
She probably is like, bitch.
No se puede decir así. But you know, Demi Lovato and Selena Gomez, they're like best friends, weren't they, when they were younger?
Who was best friends?
Demi? Selena Gomez.
Yeah, they are.
They made like a movie, I remember, like for the Disney Channel a long time ago. What does it say?
Oh, while Kim Kardashian's recent Selena Quintanilla Halloween costume is still certainly generating lots of mixed opinions from fans, the reality star got nothing but love from the late singer's sister, Suzette Quintanilla. The sibling of the much-celebrated queen of Tejano music was filled with compliments for the 37-year-old one talking about this past year's Halloween costumes that paid tribute to Selena on Power 106 Los Angeles Radio. She looked beautiful, the 50-year-old honestly said to the host. She looked like a real Latina. I loved it. Of course, she also weighed in on another big star who opted to publicly pay tribute to the artist for Halloween, Demi Lovato.
Who's that, though? Was that, is that Kim?
That's Kim.
That looks like J-Lo, dude.
That looks like J-Lo. Doesn't look like.
Yeah. Is that plain? No.
But she's not even moving well.
That looks like J-Lo.
So this was like paid by Power 106 to do this.
Really? So there's Demi Lovato?
Mm-hmm. Demi Lovato looks way better in it. I like it much more. Mm.
Demi Lovato's actually my celebrity crush.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I went to go see her.
You did?
Yeah.
It's a little creepy.
No. I went with, you know, my ex, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She had tickets for Nick Jonas and Demi Lovato concert.
Ew, your ex was a Disney fan like that?
Yeah, she was a Demi fan. No, she was a Nick Jonas fan. Demi.
See, I never got into the pop singers of Disney.
Yeah.
Never has been my thing.
Not even...
I like cartoons.
Cartoons?
But I don't like...
Not even freaking Raven Simone
and Lizzie McGuire, I think, were my only...
Hilary Duff?
Yeah. That's what her name was, right?
Yeah. Oh, Lizzie McGuire is her show name, yeah.
So, that was it. Everybody else, didn't care for her.
Yeah?
No.
Not even Britney Spears?
Nope.
Britney Spears?
No.
Britney Spears?
No.
You don't like Britney Spears? No. Christina Aguilera?
One song.
What song?
Like Genie in a Bottle.
Okay, Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
He's Disney.
That was heavily. He was a Mouseketeer.
A Mouseketeer, yeah.
But in the 80s when it was cool.
90s. Not
80s. No, that was
80s. 90s.
We're
80s. Bet? Dude. Justin Timberlake was like born like in 81.
No.
You would have been like a little kid.
They were all kids on that show.
Look, dude, it's 90s. I'm telling you, bro. It's 90s. You would have been a baby. I'm about to school you. He would have been a baby if it was in the 80s, dude.
Mickey Mouse Club.
Uh-huh.
Oh, is this the new Mickey Mouse Club?
That's a new one, yeah. But I don't even think it lasted, man. It's hard to recreate something
so
iconic like that.
Okay. Oh, wait, that's Ryan Gosling?
Ryan Gosling was in it. He's a good singer. You ever seen those videos of him singing?
No.
That's 90s right there.
Okay. It says here, what year was this?
Okay, look. Justin Timberlake was born in 1981, I would say. 1980, right?
I think you're full of it.
What do you mean I'm full of it?
You're full of it.
Full of what?
You were right, 1983.
Yeah. Because if it was like, let's say he's born 81, he would have done like in 89, the latest. He would have been like still like 8, you know?
Yeah.
That's too young, you know?
That's true.
But Ryan Gosling, he's a good singer.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
I have to look this up.
Look it up right now. Look it up. Ryan Gosling, Mickey Mouse Club. You'll be like, what?
Hold on. I feel like it's going to make me like a pedophile because I'm looking at him all young.
No.
Let's see. Mouseketeer.
Let's see.
Videos.
Look up the video.
Oh my god.
See, he's all little right there. See?
When skin gets visibly dry. Oh, Shut up, Gold Bond.
Mikana! Let's see. Beady, beady, bam, bam. Beady, beady. 1993. Selena was 22 years old in 1993. Ryan Gosling is on top of the world. Well, at least the entertainment Selena Quintanilla would have been 20. Yeah, 22 in 1993.
Crazy.
I schooled you, bro.
You just schooled me big time. I did not. I thought it was just like Christina, Britney, and Justin.
Yeah, man.
Now Ryan Gosling. My mind is blown.
Yeah, yeah. We're in the movie and Selena wanted to. What's that one that I heard that was like, we're going to even perform at Disneyland. And they did perform at Disneyland.
Oh, they did?
They did. I think there's video of it. Can you look it up? What's it called? I think she performed at Disney World. I'm not sure. There has to be video. You know how many fucking. I don't want to cuss. You know how many freaking videos there are of when you watch the movie and like you see like all these little like interviews here and there, you think that's it, but there's so much content of Selena, which is insane.
It's not true.
No, there's nothing? No Disney World? Which is awesome, man. Like I said, like in the podcast before, the episode before, thanks to the internet, there's so much Selena, what's it called? So much Selena content out there that nobody's like. There's a lot, you know?
There's a lot.
Which is awesome, you know?
Yeah.
Selena was very funny, dude.
Very funny.
Did you ever see, like, a lot of her interviews, how goofy she was?
Yeah. She was very, very, very dorky.
She was which is awesome, you know? Because it just adds so much more to her, what's it called? Her legend, yeah. You know? Her, is that the right word?
Her legacy.
Her legacy. Her legend. I'm an idiot.
Her legend.
Her legend. Oh, my her God. Her legacy. I can't think of them. I'm all trying to think all fast. Yeah, her legacy, which it's like, wow. She just wasn't... She only wasn't a really good singer, but she freaking... What's it called? She was funny. She had a lot of personality, mm-hmm. Which is awesome.
Which exuded on stage.
Yeah, ultimately. Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. I mean, with that performance, mm-hmm. With her punking that boy.
Yeah.
At that high school.
I'm going to do that this Sunday. I'm just gonna find a random
dude. You should do it. No, yeah, do it.
With
yeah.
A Shakira voice.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Let's see. I read a little bit more on that thing.
What?
We're almost done here.
Wait, which one?
The Netflix thing.
Oh.
Let's see.
Damn it! Keep
looking. Wow. Man, that's awesome. I can't wait. I know. We're right now like, oh my gosh, I can't wait for this. Blah, blah. It's going to take forever. Why is it going to take forever?
Because they have to write a show.
Yeah, but then you know what? Trust me, and it always happens. It's going to come real quick. It's going to come like that, homie. Así. Tan rápido.
Tan rápido, así.
Tan rápido, así. You know? Mm-hmm. Shoot. What's it called? So, yeah. So anybody that saw the teaser trailer for the Selena Netflix teaser, yeah, I think they first dropped it on Facebook and then Instagram, and after that they that video just got copied everywhere and started getting uploaded everywhere. Mm-hmm. I saw it in the morning of
Which video again?
No, just the teaser.
Yeah.
The teaser. That says Bidi Bidi Bam Bam. Do you think that's going to be the name of the show?
Yeah.
You think so? Bidi Bidi Bam Bam?
Or Selena, just that.
In the Selena series. The series?
Yeah, because I know like they did it on Celia Cruz, and it was just Celia.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, Celia.
It was actually a really good novela.
It was, how long, how many episodes was it?
Oof, too many.
Really? Like a lot of seasons?
Lots.
Really?
Because her life was just that crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and, like, the life of Fania, like, which is one of the things that I'm a fan of, is, like, legendary salsa music, La Lupe, you know. Why can't I think about it right now? It's a Tito Puente, Celia Cruz, yeah. La Lupe, I think I said that. And it's a bunch of salsa artists that came together at a time during the 70s and the 80s, and it brought salsa to New York from Puerto Rico and from Cuba.
Yeah. And it exploded.
And then that's when it exploded. And that's when, like, Sony got involved. And
Sony was like, oh, there's something...
There's something here.
There's something valuable
all
here.
All these Puerto Ricans in New York are dancing on the streets.
Yeah.
We got to start making them records. That's what happened.
I read comments how people were saying, like, man, we want a Mexican distant to play Selena.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
J-Lo did a good job. You forget that she's...
J-Lo's Puerto Rican.
You forget that she's Puerto Rican. I forget that she's Puerto Rican, you know?
Yeah.
Except, yeah. I think... But I do remember, like, her Puerto Rican accent did come out a couple times in the movie.
Where?
Where? I mean, it's a long movie, man. Yeah, to...
I don't think so. I think we need to one day just sit down.
No, that's it. One episode of me where we just do live commentary on the movie, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which I said it's probably going to probably take like 2 episodes or 3 episodes because we're going to, yeah, stop and then comment and put in our 2 cents on the movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited. What's it called? What else was I going to say? Kind of echoing from last episode. With the comments, people leave, and I read, because I remember the last...
Man, you really be trolling on people and what they write.
Oh, yeah, I am, because I'm always...
Not.
You don't care?
I
care.
People can write, like, the negative... Okay, I'll say this. One time I did, when the video went viral, but it got so exhausting, because so many comments were... I was just like, I'm going to let it go.
Yeah.
Some idiot wrote, like, oh, I'm so distracted from Selena's beautiful music from that girl's big nose.
Oh.
And, they're like, how are they gonna make any money off this? And I'm like, Shrek grossed $1 million. Go fuck yourself.
Oh,
like,
that's what you told them?
Yeah, because like, what else am I gonna say?
Yeah,
like,
people are haters.
I'm not ugly. Like, I don't care what I am. I just know I'm me.
Fuck those people, dude.
No, that's why. Like, trolls. I don't care anymore because I feel like I see more trolls than I see people being. You're never gonna read. You're gonna meet. For every, like, 100 nice comments, there's always fucking 70 that just shits on everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, when I read, like, people leaving comments on my videos, I do, of course, get a couple of people that, like, always talk shit, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes I just want to lash out and be like, nah, you know what? It's not worth it, you know? But I was reading the comments of to see people's thoughts on the Selena series. And like I said, echoing from last episode, how people put negative stuff, like, they're like, oh... The family's just trying to make money off her name. The family's just trying to make more money off her death.
I don't think they care.
It's not about money. Like I said,
might be a little bit about
money. But it's mostly about keeping her legacy alive, you know? Because if people are negative and they don't want new Selena content, it's like, dude, it's been...
There's events every year in major cities that have Latin diversity.
Yeah.
Every year. If it affected them so much, you know, they would stop that from happening. They wouldn't have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Exactly,
They wouldn't have the movie come out, you know, shortly after that. Everybody loved. It's not about that. I mean, I think...
And all those people talking shit about the Selena series, they're going to be the first ones watching it.
That's what always happens, is that for every hater that's like, no, man, leave her alone. Hey, did you watch that Netflix series special yet? Like, and it's like, dude, come on. Get over yourself.
And those people talking shit about this, they're going to be the first ones watching the series. Because, dude, I'm telling you, I think it's going to break records.
I think it's going to be great. And I think it should be Demi.
You think it should be Demi?
Should be Demi. Totally should be Demi.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a best friend rivalry.
They're going to find somebody else, dude. I feel, you know what? I feel like Selena Gomez's agents and...
Publicists,
they're all going crazy because they're like, dude, we need to book this. If you book this, this will be it. But then I go,
it's gonna break up their friendship, dude.
Let's see what happens. What's it called? Yeah, like people leaving, like those people leaving those comments about how, yeah, man, what's it called? Just let her rest in peace, dude. If people had that mindset like years ago, that means that there wouldn't be freaking her. Like you said, her star in the Walk of Fame wouldn't even happen, you know?
Exactly.
Her, what's it called? Her wax figure at the wax museum here in Hollywood would never happen, you know? Because people are like, just let her rest in peace. No, this is about keeping her legacy going. This is about, what's it called?
In another 100 years, we're still going to be talking about it.
Yeah, this is about showing the next generation who Selena is. And it's already happening, you know? Because, like, thanks to the internet, like I said, it's funny because every year there's that Selena festival here in Los Angeles in Lincoln Park. It happens every March. It happens every March or April. And my niece got into Selena probably 2 weeks after that. And I was like, man, if you would have gotten to Selena like a couple weeks before, we would have gone to this. But I'm going to take my nieces to the Selena Festival.
Are you excited?
I'm excited. Yeah, you know? Mm-hmm. What's it called? The only thing I don't know if I'm going to run into my ex.
whatever.
I mean, and the thing about that, you know what? Like, civil. I don't care. You know, I don't care. I don't care. And I'm just going to go there, enjoy the time with my nieces, and enjoy the show. And yeah, man. What's it called? Are you going to go?
Yeah, I'm going to go. I think we should cover the event.
We should. Oh, that'd be cool. What's it called?
Brilliant.
So what did you say? That we should host the event? Mm-hmm. I mean, by the time the event comes, there's going to be probably already a couple episodes, you know? Mm-hmm. So the host, the guy who puts the show together is Roger Gomez. Super awesome guy, which, dude, it takes a lot to throw a big festival like that. A bit, and every year it's growing, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, creator, organizer, host of Selena Fan Gathering for LoveSelena.com. You know, a Selena tribute for fans by fans. So Roger Gomez, I really want to have this guy. I messaged Roger to be on my other podcast, which I have. In case you guys want to listen to another podcast, I host another podcast. It's called Squad by the Bell. Mm-hmm. It's a podcast that I do with like other comedians and my girlfriend. But I asked him to be on it because I wanted to do a Selena episode. Remember I told you how we should do a Selena episode? Mm-hmm. And then from that, that idea spawned this podcast. Because I was like, you know what? Let's do a Selena. Because like, I was like, if I do a Selena, if I just do one episode of Selena, I'm like, dude, there's so much to cover about Selena, you know? I know myself because like, I was like, so that means I'm going to keep dropping Selena episodes like every, probably once a month. And I was like, you know what? Instead, let me just put in extra work and let's create this podcast. And I hit you up. I was like, you know what? Michelle's a fan of Selena.
Let's do this.
So, yeah. So, hopefully, we have Roger Gomez on one of the episodes and we talk to him. And, yeah, man. It'll be cool. You know, if we have like a little segment on the festival. Yeah, it'll be cool, you know? So, all right, guys. That's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe. Please share. Please tell your friends about the podcast,
the bitty bitty bombcast.
Please what's it called? Yeah, man. Follow us on Instagram. My Instagram is at comic Martin Rizzo.
Oh, mine is at fun size nugget.
And yeah, guys, watch us at a show. Thank you for listening. Enjoy. Bye.
Bye.